This is the one where Brendan does not turn into a bunny. A Panic at the Disco fic, written by Arsenic Jade, read by Miss Marina 95. Okay, sure. There was that time with the koala bear and the leaves, and there's a reason Brendan is the only member of Decay Dance ever not to have gotten a picture with that thing. But it's not like Brendan just goes around expecting John Walker to put animal treats down Brendan's pants. Two times? There was that hobo incident as well. Does not a pattern make. Three times, maybe. But Brendan totally didn't know John had put the carrot bits in Brendan's jean pockets until it was way, way too late. The bunny came to him, okay? It did. It hopped right over on its unnaturally, read awesomely, large feet, and planted said front feet on Brendan's knee and sniffled at him with a very soft, very twitchy nose. It wasn't like Brendan went into the chute planning to steal a bunny, but when he tentatively put his finger to said nose, the bunny stilled under the attention and then just settled while he soothed his hand over its back. Again and again and again. It was so, so soft. The softest thing Brendan had ever felt, even including Clover and both Dylan's and Hobo and Bubba. And its nose tickled when it sniffled its way around Brendan. Its nails were kind of sharp, but it didn't claw, just climbed and crawled up Brendan, its nose making its way into Brendan's neck, against his cheek. Brendan laughed, hugging the bunny to him. It seemed unsure about that for a moment, but when it realized that he was still going to pet it, it calmed right down. The trainer found them like that and said, "Sebastian found himself a friend, huh?" "Sebastian?" Brendan asked. "Like from The Little Mermaid. His spots look like crabs. And I let my son name him." She shrugged. Brendan touched his nose to Sebastian's. "Hi," he said. Brendan was a big believer in destiny. Spencer Smith was not. When Spencer Smith very nearly tripped on Sebastian, the world's most awesome bunny, at 2 in the morning, about an hour after they finally got off the chute, he said, "Holy shit, what the fuck?" Ryan and John peered out of the kitchen. Brendan ran from the bathroom, where he'd only gone for 1 second, and told Sebastian, "I said to stay under the couch." It wasn't as though it had been easy, smuggling a fairly large mammal away from the set and finding somewhere for him to chill while Brendan came up with a reasonable and sane explanation for why Sebastian had to be his. I mean, clearly he did. Anyone with any sense could see that. But Brendan had often found that Spencer, Ryan, and John defined sense slightly differently than Brendan. Sebastian was chewing on the bottom of Spencer's slippers. Spencer stepped away. "Oh, fuck no." Sebastian hopped over to Brendan and sniffed at his bare feet. Brendan reached down, curled himself over the bunny, and scooped him up. He said, "This is Sebastian, guys." Ryan gaped. Spencer snapped into bitch face. John looked like he was trying pretty hard not to laugh. Finally, Spencer said, "Brendan." "Spencer?" "Brendan, tell me you did not steal a trained bunny from our very fucking own video shoot." Brendan frowned. "I didn't steal him. He adopted me. See?" Brendan looked down at where Sebastian was pretty much completely passed out in his arms. Ryan and Spencer both looked suspicious. John Walker was totally in Brendan's corner, though, Brendan could tell. Or, well, he didn't look surprised, and that was something. Brendan explained, "He came up to me and he just followed me. I followed lots of people around the casino when I was a kid, Brendan," Ryan said, looking a little concerned. Brendan was momentarily glad he had context and the knowledge of Ryan's love of people watching to go with that comment. Somebody probably should have taken Ryan home, but Brendan didn't say that. There were fair ways to fight, and there were unfair ways, and Brendan only got unfair when it was really called for. Then Brendan could fucking rain hellfire down. That wasn't necessary at this moment, though. All he had to say was, "Rabbits are different than people, Ryan." Ryan rolled his eyes. "Brendan, I can't believe you actually fucking stole a rabbit." Spencer seemed kind of torn between pissed and a little impressed. Brendan carefully did not smile. Spencer totally should have seen him sneak past the props room and run like hell for the car. It had been awesome. Sebastian had clung the whole entire time. And okay, maybe that was because he was like 5 feet off the ground. And for humans that wasn't such a huge deal, but bunnies were kind of small. Even big ones like Sebastian. But whatever. He'd stayed with Brendan, and that was what mattered. "I didn't. He came home with me. There's a difference." John shifted slightly, and Ryan looked sharply at him all of a sudden. There was a moment of silence, and then Ryan said, "John Walker," very, very accusatorily. "Ryan Ross?" John said, but it sounded like a question. "John Walker. If I do Brendan's laundry, will I find rabbit treats in his pockets?" "If you do Brendan's laundry, he'll have to resell his clothes at Baby Gap." "That's where he got them in the first place," Spencer said. "Oh, like you're a regular giant," Brendan said. But he was pretty busy nuzzling Sebastian and watching John and Ryan face off. Ryan was not the kind of guy you wanted to go up against in a staring match. Not even if you were John Walker. It took a few minutes, but Ryan won, cleanly, if a little brutally. John muttered, "Maybe." Ryan put his hands on his hips. "We've fucking talked about this, John Walker. Twice." Ryan held out two fingers to illustrate his point. "He didn't steal the koala," John said, in his defense. It was a pretty stupid defense. Ryan was going to find holes all over that one. Instead, he just smacked John upside the head. "No more, John Walker." All right," John agreed. John was pretty easy to convince with a lot of things. Spencer said, "You have to give it back, Brendan." "Him," Brendan said quietly. "What?" Spencer asked. "Him. Sebastian is a him. You want me to give him back." Spencer crumbled a little at that. "Brendan, his trainer is probably frantic." Brendan hadn't really thought about that. She said her son named him. Some kid was probably really sad about his missing bunny. Brendan was a jerk. He sighed and snuggled Sebastian super close. He whispered, "It's okay. I bet they give you treats at home all the time." Then he set Sebastian down and dug up the carrots John had planted on him. Sebastian ate them up happily, never once even nipping Brendan's fingers. The trainer was actually pretty frantic. Evidently, Sebastian was worth a few $100s, and also her son's favorite. Brendan was pretty sure she was going to yell at him again. She had on the phone. But when she saw him, something in her expression went quiet, and she just said, "No more stealing trained animals, okay?" She made Brendan promise. It was stupid, Brendan knew, to miss something he'd barely even had for a couple of hours. But Brendan had never really worried too much about whether he was stupid or not. Well, maybe when Ryan was watching. Or Spencer. But that was about it. So he let himself curl up on the couch and watch whatever John put on the television without really paying much attention, or play stuff on the piano that was all muscle memory. For Elise and Moonlight Sonata and all the other every childhood recital staples. John ruffled his hair and at one point even murmured something that sounded like sorry. But Brendan wasn't really paying attention. Spencer even bought peppermint stick ice cream, which was one of Brendan's absolute favorites, and really, really hard to find during this time of year. But it just wasn't quite a substitute for something furry and cuddly, and something that loved Brendan. Brendan didn't really let on, or at least he tried his best not to. He didn't really feel up to being teased about it, so he just smiled at all the right times and jumped on the other guys a requisite amount and carried on like all was perfectly normal. Brendan was good, really good, at his own version of normal. It had gotten him through worse times than this. The problem being that Ryan Ross, at some point, had gotten really good at Brendan. Ryan Ross was somehow always the flaw in Brendan's brilliant plans. In this instance, it was just that Ryan kept looking at him, eyes flatly curious, the same way his questions always were. Brendan sucked at lying to Ryan, even with his smiles. All the same, he thought he was doing all right. Decent, at least, until the day he walked into Ryan's apartment and Ryan was sitting cross-legged on the floor, having a staring match with a butterscotch-colored bunny. The bunny had one ear straight up, the other flopping down, its nose twitching wildly, but otherwise, it was just watching Ryan. Ryan looked up and said, "I named her Belle, just until you came up with something better." Belle? Brendan said. It was his fate that he was always stupidest with the people he most wanted to appear smart around. Ryan shrugged. Belle and Sebastian. Ryan nodded his head to some song Brendan couldn't hear. Brendan said, "Okay, do you not like her? There were ones with spots, but she was found abandoned in a park." Brendan walked over and sat down across from Ryan so that the bunny was in between them. "You got me a bunny?" "You really liked that other one," Ryan said softly. "Oh, and look." He twisted around for something, and when he turned back to face Brendan, he had a box of raisins. He opened it and dug one out, holding it out to Belle. She sniffed at it and then took it from him. Brendan widened his eyes. "Wow, she didn't even touch you." "I know, she's super good at it." "You want?" Ryan held out the box of raisins. Belle hopped around to look at him hopefully, her upreaching ear all a-quiver. Brendan was a completely lost cause. So long as they proved the TV and cable cords, Belle was perfectly sized for the bus. She slept in Brendan's bunk, was very neat about going in her litter, which they kept in the bathroom, and loved, loved, loved to follow the nearest boy she could find around. Brendan missed her during shows. He would have taken her on stage, but he was a little afraid some rabid fangirl would eat her or something equally traumatizing. It was always exciting to climb back on the bus, though, open the mini fridge and have her hop over. He laughed. "You know what this means, huh?" and held out a lettuce leaf. She said, "Nom, nom, nom." It wasn't really a test or anything, but when Brendan went and curled up in Ryan's bunk, Belle followed him right inside. Things were a little crowded when Ryan got there, but after a second he just worked himself in carefully, making certain not to squish Belle. She sniffed his neck and settled right back down again. Ryan said, "Hi." "You got me a bunny," Brendan said, because it had been nearly a month, and he'd thought up a million really cool speeches, and none of them said exactly what needed to be said, which was, well, Ryan had gotten him a bunny.
"You're just noticing?"
"I'm just..." Brendan took a deep breath. "I'm just getting up the nerve to ask you about it." Ryan looked away when he said, "You seem sad about the first bunny," which was what gave Brendan the nerve to lean over Belle a little and kiss the corner of Ryan's mouth.
"Thanks," Brendan said.
Ryan looked at him, eyes careful. Slowly, he leaned in for another kiss. This one with more mouth involved.
"You're welcome."
Brendan grinned against Ryan's mouth and said, "One second." He scooped Belle up and set her in the top bunk, John's in this case, where she wouldn't jump down. Then he slipped back into Ryan's bunk and said, "Silly rabbit, tricks."
"Jesus," Ryan said, laughing, kissing him quiet. "Shut up."
Brendan did, sort of, but only until they got to the part where he wanted to say, "Ryan, Ryan, Ryan." The end. Quick reader's note. This was for Rena Jenkins, who also recorded this story, so you guys should really go check it out. And it has kind of a pseudo-sequel called Scooping Up the Field Mice. So you guys should also check that one out. Thank you for listening. Bye.